Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Tenta podcast. I'm your host, Jen McEwen, the co-founder and COO of Tenta, your private and encrypted browser. If you've ever neglected your online privacy because you know that you have nothing to hide, I hope today's voice article will make you think twice. Today, we're exploring privacy and secrecy and your right to both. Online privacy is no longer a fringe concern. From national politicians using private servers for government business, to major hacks exposing people's social security numbers, to the fear that social media platforms are listening through our phone's mic, it seems like we have a new international news story about internet privacy violations every week. And yet, most people aren't taking the available steps to protect their privacy. Why is that? One reason is that people believe online privacy is more of a hassle than it's worth. Most of us have so many profiles and so many accounts online that setting up protections for everything can feel like a Sisyphean task. For the average online denizen, convenience comes before privacy. But the technical solutions for better privacy will catch up with the very pressing need for them sooner or later. A bigger issue is the cultural perception that if you have nothing to hide, you don't have to be concerned with online privacy at all. You're a law-abiding citizen. You're not planning a government coup. You barely even use swear words. On the surface, that argument makes a lot of sense. Someone with nothing to hide probably doesn't spend a lot of time trying to cover up their actions. However, people who make that argument are conflating privacy and secrecy. The two words seem a lot alike on the surface, but the subtle differences between them highlight how the "I have nothing to hide" argument doesn't hold up. In an excellent thread about the topic on Reddit, one user clearly illustrates the difference between privacy and secrecy with this analogy. When you go to the bathroom, you close the door, even if everybody knows what you're doing. What you do in the bathroom is private. It's not something you like other people to sit and watch, but it's not usually something that's a secret. Everyone has a pretty good idea about what goes on when you go in the bathroom and close the door, even if they don't want to see you do it. However, if you went into the bathroom and did, say, some illicit drugs and your friends wouldn't approve, now that would probably be a secret. Privacy and secrecy are two things that we all have a right to, but secrets carry an extra weight of shame, guilt, or something to hide. Privacy is simply the right to not have people observing you while you do things you'd prefer to do alone. Secrets, on the other hand, are often associated with something bad, which isn't to say that every secret is a bad one, but that's how we commonly think of them. So maybe what people are trying to say is that they have no secrets, but does that mean they don't want any privacy? Even if you're a completely secret-free human, chances are there are some things you'd prefer to keep private. Think about every conversation you've ever had on Facebook. Would you be okay with Facebook employees reading them? How about the government? Or what about your bank login details or the balance of your account? Cool if cybercriminals got their hands on those? How do you feel about your kids' medical history being seen by strangers, or every step you take being tracked by Google? All of those things are happening if you're not taking steps to protect your online privacy. It's like leaving all of the blinds on your house up all the time and allowing whomever wants to look right in. Even if you never did anything illegal in your own home, no doubt few would be okay with that setup. The thing is, ad-based businesses want you to conflate the two. Digital businesses that make their money from ads want you to confuse secrecy with privacy. They don't want you to tease out those subtle differences, because as long as you think you don't need more privacy because you don't have any bad secrets, they're able to keep doing what they do. And what they do is track you. Companies follow you around the web and even follow you where you are in real life in order to target you with ads and sell you things. While services like Facebook are free, you're paying with your data. These companies want to know as much as possible about who you are, what you do, who you do it with, and where you do it. While a lot of us would like to think that the government would protect us from these corporations, or that the government would never use this data themselves to target citizens, the truth is we don't have any protection from the government in both senses. The only protection we have are the steps that we take to protect our privacy online. So remember, privacy is not the same as secrets, and even those of us with nothing to hide deserve our privacy. Thank you so much for listening to this voice article. As always, you can read the original post on our blog at tenta.com/blog, And if you haven't already done so, please follow us on Twitter at TentaBrowser. We're also on Reddit at TentaBrowser, on Steemit at Tenta. And if you're a developer and would like to contribute to our open source project, TentaDNS, or just check out the code, you can find us on GitHub at github.com/tenta-browser. And lastly, if you haven't already done so, please head over to Google Play and download the Tenta VPN browser. That's T-E-N-T-A browser. Well, that's it for me. I will catch you all in the next episode.